The next patient is Nancy Winters, W-I-N-T-E-R-S. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is following our clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of untractable diarrhea. She was seen by the gastroenterologist. They did a sigmoidoscopies, biopsies. and several considerations included C. difficile colitis that was reported negative. At the beginning was positive, later on was negative, but the patient continued to have explosive diarrhea without evidence of C. difficile toxin positivity. The other consideration was diverticulitis. The other consideration was non-specific colitis. Eventually, Dr. Avalos, A. V. like and Victor, A. L. O. S., put the patient on budesonide, 3 milligrams, 3 tablets, 2 times a day, and the patient came back to life. She says that the appetite started to get better. The patient has normal stools, and we have a laboratory workup that was done on the 20th of June of the year 2023, in which the creatinine was reported to be 3.28 with a BUN of 19 with a glucose of 124, sodium 143, potassium 3.6, chloride is 116, and CO2 of 14, hyperchloremic, acidosis that is most likely associated to kidney failure. The magnesium was 1.8, and this laboratory workup was done by the time that she started to take the budesonide. The patient is feeling much better. She doesn't look sick, and she has been functioning very well. Period. At this point, we are going to repeat the laboratory workup in a couple of weeks, and we are going to see the patient afterwards. Following number, the patient has a history of peptic ulcer disease. There was bleeding at one time. There is no evidence of relapse. Following number, the patient has anemia that is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. They give iron and a procrit when necessary. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The patient has a blood pressure today of 150 over 99. We are going to continue the close follow-up. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalizations, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.